From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. The University of Missouri system was rocked last November when student protests led to both then-UM system president Tim Wolf and MU Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton stepping down. Now, nearly a year after the events of last fall and after a nine-month-long search, the 24th president of the UM system has been announced. KBIA's Claire Banderas has more.
And now, it is my very great pleasure to present to you the next president of the University of Missouri system, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Moon Choi.
That's Pam Hendrickson. She's the chair of UM System Board of Curators. She, along with the campus chancellors and other curators, gathered Wednesday to announce the newly selected university system president, Dr. Moon Choi. Choi comes from the University of Connecticut, where he has served as provost since 2012. Choi says his career as an academic brings a new perspective to the position of the system president. The system's last two presidents had business backgrounds when they were hired.
Serving as a faculty member who has been involved in funded research, teaching classes, performing outreach activities in the community has been very supportive of my development as an administrator.
Choi did note that as president, he will have to be mindful of the business aspect of running a university system. He called the UM system a, quote, $3.1 billion operation. But he says his first priority is meeting and listening to stakeholders.
To understand Missouri, to understand the aspirations of our elected officials, of our chancellors, but just as importantly, the aspirations of our students and our faculty and our staff. They are the heart and soul of the university.
Choi did acknowledge that his job, which begins in March, won't be easy, as there are issues that need to be addressed throughout the UM system. One of these being the issues of discrimination and the lack of diversity on campus. Choi has some experience addressing similar concerns at the University of Connecticut.
There are lessons learned from every university. And for us, we have to take those best practices, whether it's at the University of Missouri or University of Connecticut, and learn from that. I think that's key.
Then there's the issue of graduate student rights at MU. Uncertainty surrounding health insurance subsidies and other issues led to protests and an eventual vote from grad students to unionize this spring. However, the university has chosen not to recognize the union, which has led to litigation. At the University of Connecticut, grad students gained recognition as a union in April 2014.
Graduate students are the lifeblood of a research university, and their contribution for pursuing research and scholarship, working with our faculty members, and having the important responsibility of serving as teaching assistant is critical for a university like the University of Missouri system.
However, Choi said before he can address the issues in the UM system, he needs to learn more. Tori Schaefer is the Missouri Student Association vice president. She says it was encouraging to know Choi wasn't new to addressing student concerns about race. Schaefer also says having a system president that comes from an academic background was something students wanted. Interim MU Chancellor Hank Foley agrees.
Universities are not businesses. They're enterprises. They have budgets. They have all sorts of things that make them look like businesses. But at the end of the day, it's not a business. It's deeper than that. And I think Moon Choi really understands that right down to his core.
Foley says he's excited to begin working with Choi. Choi is slated to start on March 1st, 2017. In the meantime, he says he plans to visit the four UM system campuses and start building relationships with current administration and students. I'm Claire Banderas, KBIA News, Columbia.